reconstructed egg salad.
Who said that?
If you drop the deviled egg, you smash a deviled egg on the floor, it would just turn into egg salad. So you get the same flavor profile. No. What do you mean, no? It's the
same enjoy the way that you pick it up and you eat it.
Okay.
Also, it's cute. Egg salad.
I like grabiche.
What's grabiche?
Sauce grabiche. It's basically a French egg salad sauce.
Oh, it's like crème anglaise, but not sweet.
Well, except it's made with chopped hard-boiled eggs. So it's like finely minced hard-boiled eggs.
You put it through a chinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's just egg salad sauce.
Okay. Matt Bessel says, fries always go on salads, especially steak salads and sandwiches. Gotta represent Pittsburgh life. Pittsburgh!
Primanti brothers in the house. You gotta get the spicy gabagool and egg sandwich.
Pittsburgh!
Do they say that in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I just smelled right.
What do they call? Do they call themselves Yinzers in Pittsburgh? No.
What?
This is the Yinzer. No, maybe that's Cincinnati. I have no idea. I know what they're talking about, though. Have you ever heard of Primanti Brothers?
It sounds really familiar.
They were featured on a lot of travel shows. I think I saw them on Man vs. Food with friend of the podcast, Adam Richmond.
Okay.
But what they do is they take, a big old thing of just thick cut fries and they just slap it onto the sandwich on this like thin Italian bread.
Yeah.
And I got the spicy capicola and egg with the fries and they put coleslaw on it and tomatoes. That was really fantastic. I almost went to college in Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you didn't.
Almost went to Carnegie Mellon.
I'm so glad. Wow. Isn't that like a big deal?
I don't know. It was, well, my strategy to get into a college was to try and use my ability to throw a heavy ball far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to try and use my shot putting skills to get into an academic institution that otherwise would not have me, and Carnegie Mellon was one of them.
Is it an Ivy League school?
No, it's one of those ones that, like, they would probably say, like, we're just on the cusp.
Yeah, I feel like people are like, oh, she went to Carnegie Mellon. Like, it's like one of those, like, higher up schools.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't because I probably wouldn't have met you.
Yeah,
so
shout out to the Almost Ivy. We're going to give a shout out to Washington University in St. Louis. Give a shout out to Emory. Give a shout out to Case Western Reserve, baby.
Bryn Mawr?
That's something. That's a college, Nicole.
Yeah.
What's up, Williams? Okay.
Okay. I think this is a great opinion because I love putting french fries in my sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yep.
Word up. I forgot we were talking about something.
That's okay.
At Katie_Oster, the berries in coconut water trend on TikTok sounds good, but calling it nature cereal really bothers me. Surely I'm not alone on this. You're not alone.
You're not.
My problem with that is, so what they do is they take berries and they put it in a bowl and then they pour coconut water on it. I believe it was started by Bretman Rock.
Oh, maybe. I
believe they're a beauty guru person.
Yes.
They did this on their TikTok and they called it Nature Cereal. My problem with that is that Nature Cereal is cereal.
Nature Cereal. Exactly. Nature Cereal is puffed rice.
Yeah, literally. Like Rice Krispies are literally just rice found in nature that you puff.
Yep.
And then you put milk on it or any milk alternative, which is... Almond milk has two ingredients. It's almonds and water.
Yeah, or you can just put coconut milk.
Or just put coconut, anything. Yeah. It's nature cereal is also called cereal. So
it's also called Kashigoline.
Kashigoline Crunch.
Kashigoline is the real nature cereal.
People do have this idea of like one thing is natural, another thing is quote unquote artificial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what do you really mean by that? What do you mean by food being processed?
Probably raw. I think people's context here is like nature is raw.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know much about
processed.
the
Why are you laughing?
Don't use the Instagram influencer voice.
Why? It's so effective.
I make beautiful wraps with raw collard green leaves.
Today we're going to make breakfast for my kids. We're going to start with a little punch out of a Hello Kitty strawberry, and then I'm going to give that extra to my husband because he doesn't care about shapes.
And he works so hard.
Yeah.
He works so hard. Everything I make is inexplicably a